WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Fighting the fire, feds offer help. I'm Elliot Francis. Three people are under arrest for attempting to steal from a home that was evacuated because of the wildfire burning in California's San Bernardino County. Meanwhile, fire officials are trying to keep it contained. Correspondent Paul Verkamen is there.
31,000 acres burned so far. We have almost 1,600 firefighters on this blaze, but don't forget, there are nine other blazes burning in California, so they have to be very careful that they don't put all of their resources into one basket.
After touring flooded Louisiana Thursday, the nation's Homeland Security Secretary pledged help from the federal government. Secretary Jay Johnson.
If I had to characterize the mood here in the community, it would be what one first responder said to me a few hours ago, whose home had been severely damaged by the flooding. Our hearts are broken, but our faith is strong.
Donald Trump expected there today. I'm Elliot Francis. The world's fastest man is in the record books once again. Jamaican track star Usain Bolt captured the gold medal in the 200-meter race Thursday. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
People from all over Brazil and around the world were here to bear witness to history and see the fastest man alive as he finished the 200-meter race in 19.78 seconds for the gold. Guido Martins would not have missed this for anything.
How important was it for you to witness Usain Bolt running in these Olympics?
Oh, a lot. You know, it's like an amazing event. It's great to be in my hometown. I've seen basketball, track and field, fencing, rowing, like I've seen it all.
And now you've seen the fastest man alive.
Exactly, twice.
Steve Kastenbaum at the Olympic Stadium in Rio.
Twitter says it shut down 360,000 accounts since the middle of last year for promoting terrorism and violent extremism, 235,000 in just the last 6 months. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We should learn more later today about what caused that apartment building explosion and fire in Silver Spring last week.
Local and federal officials will hold a news conference regarding what they've learned in the 9 days since the Flower Branch apartment explosion, which took the lives of seven and displaced many others. Washington Gas has also been investigating after residents complained of smelling gas in the area. The Montgomery County Public School says 19 students from New Hampshire Estates and Oakview Elementary were directly impacted. Donations are now being collected on their behalf by the PTA. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Monument remains closed today as maintenance work continues in the monument's problematic elevator. The monument's been closed since Wednesday morning when the elevator's compensating cable broke loose from the car, causing it to stop nearly 500 feet up. The monument was also closed last Saturday night and all day Sunday after a voltage drop in incoming power. Some Metro employees could face criminal charges in the derailment of an Orange Line train at the East Falls Church Station last month. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has expanded the investigation from an administrative review to a criminal probe, calling in Metro Transit Police and two former assistant U.S. attorneys. Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says an investigation needs to be completed as quickly as possible.
I think for the riding public, we need this done as quickly as possible by the legal authority so the people accountable and responsible can be held responsible, and we can, let the riding public know that serious actions are being taken.
Comstock says they need to compare what Metro employees are telling them versus video evidence and track inspection reports. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,598, the Nasdaq at 5240. Sports rookie Ronaldo Lopez strikes out 11 as the Nats wallop the Braves. The O's pound Houston. In Rio, Team USA now has racked up 35 gold medals, 100 total. NFL preseason, the Redskins host the Jets tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then In comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, the Beltway road work outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue toward University Boulevard. That overnight work looks like that's cleared. However, we do have a problem on the Maryland Beltway. So if you're coming outer loop, say past FedEx Field and heading toward 50, the John Hanson Highway, that's where we have a crash along the right side. Outer loop before the exit for 50. Do watch. We have fire and rescue just arriving to the scene. There. 270, nice and quiet. In the district, accident investigation now. It's going to be south of DuPont Circle, New Hampshire Avenue at M Street, right in that intersection. Blocked. Police activity again with the accident investigation. No problems to report. 95, 395, and 66 off to a quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march will bring temperatures down. Better chance of rain by the tail end of the weekend. Cloud sun mix up today. A warm start, warm finish, 93. Tonight, some clouds, 74. Tomorrow, we'll go hit and miss. Clouds will build in the afternoon. Hit and miss will be on the thunderstorms, 91. By Sunday, some scattered showers and thunderstorms and in the upper 80s, maybe middle 80s early next week. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Warrenton, 66 in Olney, 76 in Washington. American swimmer Ryan Lochte is standing by his story that he and his fellow swimmers robbed at gunpoint. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. Hey, we made it to Friday. We get through the day. We can have a weekend. How great would that be? Coming up at 6:35 this morning. Oh, man, what's going on with these Olympic swimmers and their legal issues? Katie Fang will join us at 6:35. 7:05, Robert Costa on politics of the moment. At 7:15, we'll go to Rio to talk to Steve Kastenbaum, our man on the ground there. 7:35, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel. Did you hear what the State Department admitted about that $400 million? It was, after all, apparently a quid pro quo. At 8:05, Trevor Maddich will talk about the Redskins' preseason game this weekend. And at 8:15, Denny Ceballos of Legal Analyst will again talk about the situation with our Rio athletes. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
He was very angry because he was intoxicated. He was under the influence of any alcoholic beverage. He was probably drunk.
Probably the understatement of the entire Olympics game there. Yes, all four Olympic swimmers were probably drunk when they had that incident that has now become an international controversy. And it looks like we're finally turning the final page on this chapter of the Rio Olympics, but not without a little bit more commentary and reporting from us and from you. First, if you don't know the news, it looks as though swimmer Gunnar Bentz, and Maryland's own Jack Conger have now been released, given back their passports, and they are en route back to America after issuing an apology for not telling the entire truth. And in some way, it's funny. You look at this apology, and we apologize to our hosts in Rio and the people of Brazil for this distracting ordeal in the midst of what should rightly be a celebration of excellence. And it's so obvious that they were, you know, forced to apologize and make sure that everyone knows that Rio is the safest and most wonderful city in the world, and Brazil has the most pristine judicial system in the world. Of course, this is after they were taken off a plane, their passports confiscated, and they were questioned for 4 hours about this ridiculous little incident. That being said, it looks like our swimmers are coming home, and that is the good news. And as we look back on all of this and how it transpired, I wonder from you, who are the winners? Who are the losers? Who acted properly? Who acted improperly? And are you more angry at the American swimmers for not telling the entire truth about what happened that night? Or are you more angry at the Brazilian officials and the way they overreacted and treated this entire story? 888-630-9625, 888-630-W WMAL. One person who has done a pretty good job here is the spokesperson for the Rio Olympics. He said this.
They are magnificent athletes. Lotch is one of the best swimmers of all times. They had fun. They made a mistake. It's part of life. Life goes on.
Yeah, and I'm with him on that one, certainly. But I got to think now, and if you haven't been up to speed here, let me give you basically where we stand and the latest on this. It appears that what happened with these athletes is that they stopped at a service station in their taxi on their way home after a late night of partying after their Olympic Games were done, and they were rightly celebrating. Something happened in the restroom. That's still in dispute, but if you believe the Rio police, they vandalized the restroom and broke a door. As they were leaving, a private security guard, a gas station mall cop, drew a weapon on these four, detained them indefinitely, and wouldn't let them go until they forked over what turns out to be about $50 in cash. And then they allowed them to go. Now, I don't know about you, but if that happened to me in Rio, if that happened to me in Cabo, if that happened to me in Moscow, if that happened to me in Baltimore, I would think I was just robbed. I'm sorry, maybe it's me, but I don't think anyone can just detain somebody and hold them at gunpoint until they fork over cash. I don't care what the reason. So by saying that they were held up at gunpoint and robbed is not necessarily too far from the truth. That said, certainly they didn't tell the whole story. So because they lied, is that the takeaway? Is that the lesson to be learned here? Just don't ever lie? Or is there a larger lesson to be learned about dealing with the police in foreign countries? 888-630-9625. Winners and losers in this whole affair. 888-630-WMAL.
I think both sides have not told the whole truth here. I think there's you could point fingers in both directions. Look, these guys apparently kicked in a door to get to a restroom that was locked. And that was wrong. They apparently vandalized the restroom on the inside, according to some reports. And that's not all that happened. As they were leaving, there was a poster on a hallway that one of the athletes rips from the wall. They were acting in an egregiously bad behavior way. And that is absolutely, I think, verifiable by the facts as we know them. And what I'm saying here is that was wrong. And that a lot of the things that I think they tried to as they, you know, didn't quite tell the whole story in the early going was to cover up their bad behavior there, because there was some bad behavior there. There was also bad behavior on the part of the security guard who pulls the gun on them. And the athletes are correct when they say we were forced to sit down and guns were pointed in our direction. I mean, there's no evidence that a gun was put to the forehead of Ryan Lochte, as he said early in the early going, and no doubt that they were held at gunpoint and could not leave the situation, and the matter was resolved when there was an exchange of cash. You know, the Rio people need to acknowledge that as well. That seems to be inappropriate behavior on the part of that security guard, as you say, mall cop. That's basically what it was here. Wasn't a sworn officer, it was a mall cop. So, there's a lot to go around here. I think that they would have been very well served to have told the whole truth from the very beginning. Ryan Lochte is standing by the standpoint that he is robbed, and I think you can make a case from his perspective that indeed maybe they were robbed, but certainly not in the way he led people to believe in the early going.
Yeah, I guess, and you're right, and they shouldn't have lied. I think that
And by the way, in this country, it is also illegal to file a false report with police.
Yeah, I wonder, has the security guard who detained four individuals at gunpoint until he extracted cash from them, has he been arrested by Rio police? Is there any understanding there that he is feeling any criminal repercussions? I guess the difference, you're right, bad behavior on both sides of the equation. I guess the difference is only one side of the equation actually holds the power of government, holds the power of official acts, and is able to extract passports from people, detain them, keep them from leaving the country, and force them under questioning for 4 hours. I guess I hold governments to a higher standard.
And I hold our Olympic athletes to a high standard, too. Their behavior was egregious.
I didn't say not a high standard. I said higher standard. Bill and Percival, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is just terrible. I mean, I'm glad all the news outlets are covering this. You know, the main question I have is, did we break the world record? Did we take the gold, silver, and the bronze in the competition of ripping the urinal off the wall. And was it a world record time?
I don't think they ripped the urinal off the wall. Where did you hear that?
I haven't heard.
They're swimmers. They're not weightlifters.
No, I'm amazed at how this is just getting all the news right now. We have an election in 80 days, and kids will be kids. These are 18, 19 year old Olympic kids. Okay.
Yeah.
Get a little booze. They're down in Copacabana. Hey, things happen.
I'm with you, Bill. That's why we're talking about it, because we're surprised that it was risen to an international incident and it didn't have to. You're right. Kids will be kids. That should have been this story. But because of the actions of this corrupt Brazilian government, they have made it an international incident. Thank you for reminding us, though, that there's a presidential election coming up. We had no idea. We really should talk about the election once in a while, Brian.
Yeah, I know. Why don't we ever do that?
We should go to the conventions, actually, and do our show live from the I think you get the point, Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
All right, more of your calls. Plenty of you want to talk about this as well, just like Bill and Percival did. 888-630-9625. It's now 515. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first out of the fives. Here is Jamie Witten. Jamie, there's an election coming up, FYI. You're in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I heard that. Let's go outer loop of the Maryland Beltway. Before you get to 50, the John Hanson Highway, that's where crews are dealing with a crash. Looks like just the right lane blocked here. It's a quick bit of flashing light, but I do see three lanes getting by, so hang with it. Just a little extra time. Outer loop before 50, the John Hanson Highway. Beyond that, good. As you head through College Park, Silver Spring, overnight road work in that area has all been picked up. Not so good in the district south of DuPont Circle on New Hampshire Avenue. Closed with accident investigation. New Hampshire Avenue and M Street. That's blocked as they try to figure out what happened here with this crash. For Virginia, 95, good start here through Aquia, Stafford, no problems. Dale City up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 93 degrees. Tonight, some clouds, low 74. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon clouds with mostly sunny day on Saturday. Stray shower may be possible, but that's pretty normal these days. High of 91. Sunday, by the way, look for thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Right now, 77 degrees at 517.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Apparently, this is the new Olympic theme for the swim team down there in Rio. And again, understandable. We had no illusions that these guys weren't out drinking and partying all night. We knew that that was part of the narrative. Apparently, though, they're shocked in Rio. Shocked that people would stay out all night drinking and then cause a little bit of mayhem in a gas station. Valerie in Stafford, you're next up on WMAL. When you now hear all of these facts of the story, what's your takeaway, Valerie?
Thanks for taking my call. If I was in the Rio, the mall cop's shoes, if it was me working, I'm there, and I saw these big guys, and I saw all this violence that they were doing, if I had a gun, I'd pull my gun out and say, hey, hold there, stop, and then I'd say, you guys,
Well, hold on, Valerie. Here's what I'm sorry, and I understand the way you just painted it. It does sound that they were actually leaving, and they were in their car, and this guy went after them, pulled their gun, and had them get out of the car. So it wasn't exactly, oh my gosh, these guys are causing mayhem. I'm gonna stop them. So that makes it a little different, doesn't it?
Yeah, and also probably the guy who the Rio guy, he's probably thinking that all the vandalism they did. Hey, wait a minute. You're not leaving until you pay me some money to pay for this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Valerie, I hear you. And I think that, again, does it rise to international incident and the confiscation of passports and the detention of American athletes in the middle of the Olympic Games when, by the way, you already have heightened diplomatic situations going on at the Olympics? Oftentimes, these sort of things are, handled by the nations. It's like, okay, let's just let them go.
It does have the smell of a shakedown. In other words, if they believe they had actually vandalized the restroom and had done damage to the gas station, as we actually see some of the damage taking place on the video, then what would we do in America? We would call the police. Right. We would hold them there, but we would call the police and let the police...
I don't know if we would hold... How do you hold them there? How would you hold somebody
A security guard, for example, if you were to do this in an American mall, a security guard could detain you.
until the police arrived.
At gunpoint?
Yeah, some can. I mean, a lot of these guys do carry weapons.
And if you ran, they would shoot you in the back as you were leaving?
I don't think that they would do that.
I don't think that they would do
and
that.
And I don't think that, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't have happened here either.
Really? Would you take that risk in some gas station in Rio?
No, I wouldn't. But then I wouldn't be in a situation of having been in that situation because I wouldn't have trashed the bathroom.
I actually had a similar situation in Cabo once. Ray in Winchester, you are. There was no vandalism involved.
All right.
Ray in Winchester, you're at WMAO. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. Larry O'Connor, you should be in Hillary's court.
Wow. You got to realize
that these athletes were over there representing the United States. They made a black mark on the United States, also on the Olympics. That one guy, he has been in trouble numerous times from the law.
You're making things up
just to try to make this sensationalize this whole incident.
What did I make up?
Don't say things that you don't know what happened.
Tell me what I made up, Ray.
You said that the guys went back to the car and he went back there and told them they had to pay. You don't know that.
Yeah, actually, we do.
That's exactly what we heard in the press conference.
No, to be honest with you, hold it, Ray. Hold it. You're wrong. That is, their video shows that they were in the car, and a guy walks over with a gun and points into the direction of the car and says, "You can't leave."
And then
that's exactly what happened.
And then once they reach into their...
They would do the same thing right here in this country.
Really?
You got to remember...
The security guard would do that.
In another country, you're under their rules. It doesn't matter. They can take your passport and not let you leave.
Well, I know they can, Ray. I know they can, and they certainly did. But guess what? Here in America, utilizing our First Amendment and our free speech, we can also criticize what they did and suggest that we have a superior system here. Now, if that makes me a Hillary Clinton supporter, Ray, you are entitled to that opinion, and I love you for expressing it. How about Mike in La Plata? Mike, you're on WMAL. Thanks for the call, Ray.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I was in the military, and I've been to numerous countries, and they really tell you about, you know, you're no longer in the United States, and you got to play by their rules. I remember I was in Turkey, and being a sailor, there was a lot of, you know, drinking activities going on.
Drinking activities.
And one of the sailors had to urinate, and... So he went over to what he thought was just a wall and, you know, did his business. Well, it was a statue of Ataturk, who was like kind of like their equivalency of our George Washington.
Yeah, yeah, he's the founder. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
And the people were ready to lynch him and literally string him up and take care of justice right then and there.
Yeah, military servicemen peeing on a statue of Ataturk is not going to go over well. Thankfully, I'm sure it all got resolved, Mike, and I don't have to ask you the obvious next question. Have you ever spent any time in a Turkish prison? More of your calls in a moment. It's 522.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here to tell you about the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. That's right. Now, for the first time ever, you'll get a month of Genucel free with your order today. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel, but you got to call them right now. Now, you've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment. It's called Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy. I use it. I love it. So will you. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Here's what Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California, had to say. I've been using this product for over a year now, and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. Call now, and you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder, even before its official launch. It's going to blow your mind, and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you call now, shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Doxytril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. So let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll start on the Maryland Beltway as you approach Route 50, the John Hanson Highway coming on the outer loop going northbound. Have a crash. They've moved everything to the shoulder. In fact, I just watched an ambulance come up to the scene, but there's enough room on the shoulder. That, too, not blocking anything. So a bit of a distraction and a little bit of a delay. So just be cautious in that area. No problems on the inner loop side. Looking good as we make our trip across the Wilson Bridge and the American Legion Bridge. U.S. Park Police busy. They have a tree down and a stretch of Beach Drive is closed between Wise Road and Cheryl Drive. Again, the tree down closing that stretch of Beach Drive. And in Northwest D.C., New Hampshire Avenue, as you come south of DuPont Circle, New Hampshire Avenue and M Street shut down with accident investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wrap up for work week with clouds, sunshine, not much in the rain bucket today. No mention of it. 93 degrees. May start getting some storms as the weekend goes on. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
77 degrees right now, 526 on WMAL.
Some of the security guards describe the athletes, and based on one of the athletes was really disturbed somehow. He was actually very kind of angry, so there is the use of a weapon to control, probably, one of them. The answer, yes.
There was use of a weapon to control the problem. Of course, when we see the video, that's not exactly what we saw, but again, who are you going to believe? The police chief of Rio de Janeiro. Brian, I guess we got breaking news on this story as
actually,
we speak.
Just in the last few moments, the Associated Press is reporting that a lawyer is now saying that U.S. swimmer James Fagan, who's the only guy still in Rio at the moment, is going to make a $10,800 payment and then will be allowed to leave Brazil after this robbery, whatever the hell it was, thing that happened.
So, no, wait, is that a fine? Is that a payment? Did they really do $10,000 damage to a gas station bathroom?
Here's what I think. The only guy left in Rio right now is Fagan, and he's paying for the whole thing right now is what it seems like
it's
to me.
Shakedown. Yeah. Reminds me of my story
Clear details will be coming, but that's the headline. Yeah. He's going to make a $10,800 payment.
Well, Fagan made $25,000 cash award when he won his gold medal. Of course, he has to pay taxes on this. Will this be a business expense? Yeah. We'll get all the details for you as the day goes on. Katie Fang, legal analyst, will join us at 6:35, and of course, we'll check in with our man in Rio, Steve Kastenbaum, at 7:15. Right now, the time is
5:27.
It is.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 22nd. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Coming up, yesterday we saw a kinder, gentler, and more circumspect Donald Trump on the campaign trail. We'll give you the highlights of his speech and ask, are you buying it? That's after the news on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. American Olympic swimmers Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz have now left Rio on their way home after speaking with Brazilian authorities about their alleged armed robbery last Sunday night in Rio. Ryan Lochte stands by his story that he and three of his teammates were robbed at gunpoint. Brazilian police say it's not true.
Sources close to the swimmers accept that, yes, they did pee behind this building. Maybe they did damage the poster, but outright flat say the CCTV corroborates Ryan Lochte's original story. There was an armed robbery here by people they thought were police. These two very different accounts, very hard to reconcile now.
Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh, and there is this late word that a lawyer for swimmer James Fegan says his client will make a $10,000 payment and leave Brazil. It was a different Donald Trump we heard last night in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, it wasn't an apology as such, but Trump did say he has regrets about some of the things he said.
Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it.
Trump went on to say that too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. Donald Trump will hold a rally tomorrow evening in Fredericksburg. He'll become the first presidential candidate to visit Fredericksburg since Barack Obama in 2008. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,598, the Nasdaq at 5240. Sports: Jason Worth reaches base safely in his 46th straight game as the Nats beat the Braves. The Orioles beat the Astros. The Redskins host the Jets tonight in an NFL preseason contest. And in Rio, Rockville's Helen Maroulis wins the first ever gold medal for an American woman wrestler. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing the air conditioner. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning as much as I am. Now the goal is to keep that cold air in your house. Thompson Creek Window Company can help. Save on your electric bills with super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best window in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate, plus there are no middlemen, which also saves you money and all kinds of headaches. This is your final chance to take advantage of the 25% off every window sale. It's the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now and keep the cool air in, the hot humid hair out. Call 855-57-CREEK. That number again is 855-57-CREEK, and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 67076.
Register now for 930Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930Gov.com. Go to 930Gov.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northwest DC accident investigation closes intersection New Hampshire Avenue and M Street. Tree down blocks a little stretch of Beach Drive between Wise Road and Cheryl Drive. U.S. Park Police trying to take care of that. On the 66, the ride in from the west looks great. We're off to a good start on 66, 95, 395. Maryland Beltway Outer Loop at 50. The John Hanson Highway, that crash all confined to the shoulder and no delay on the approach. 270, good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good news, a break from the heat is on the way. A few clouds around this morning, dry pavement this afternoon. Cloud sunshine, 93. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit miss storms, down a little, 91. Then down a little more Sunday with scattered showers and thunder, upper 80s, and then mid-80s by early next week. That's about normal for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 68 in Silver Spring, 76 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
5:37, and you're starting your day the right way here on Mornings on the Mall. 6:35, legal analyst Katie Fang to give us more details on where things stand with our swimmers. 7:05, Robert Costa, Washington Post on the Donald Trump speech last night. 7:15, Steve Kastenbaum live from Rio. 7:35, James Rosen from Fox News. Yeah, they paid ransom for hostages, confirmed. 8:05, Trevor Maddich on tonight's Redskins preseason game. And then at 8:15, we're going to check in with CNN legal analyst Danny Ceballos, again, about our swimmers and what's next for them. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
If I say I'm sorry,
you know, if somebody says they're sorry, do you take them at their word? Does it change your opinion about that person if they admit they've made mistakes? Well, I raise this because last night in North Carolina, Donald Trump gave a speech that was pretty remarkable in many, many ways. And here is the little passage from that speech which is getting so much attention. Donald Trump saying, "Mistakes, I've made a few, and I'm sorry."
Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it. And I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain.
That was Donald Trump last night. And so here is my question. There are some people who say that, you know, that they perceive Donald Trump to be, well, and then the word has been tossed around, so I'll use it, arrogant. And they feel like he sometimes uses words that are inappropriate. And here you have Donald Trump saying, I've made mistakes, I've used the wrong word, I've caused personal pain, and I regret it. So I want to ask you, if you're one of those people who've had some concerns about Donald Trump, and we know there are many Republicans even who have some concerns about that, does this help you? Does this change things for you? Do you think the American people, when they hear a politician or a public official say, I've made some mistakes and I'm sorry, does that change things with you as a voter? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMA. I think this is an interesting speech because, look, I do believe that the American people really like it when you hear a candidate who's made some mistakes say, I've made some mistakes. And there's nothing wrong with saying you're sorry. And the key thing here will be, does he then move forward and act differently? I think that's what a lot of people will be watching for. But I do believe that when people say, you know, gosh, I regret that. I'm sorry about what I said, or I'm sorry that I offended you. It was not my intent. Or just come out and say, you know, I regret the fact that I did certain things. I'm willing to give that politician a reset button at least once. I certainly am. I'm willing to say, okay, I take you at your word. I respect the fact that you just said you're sorry. And I'm going to reconsider my opinion about you because of this, because I think it takes a big person to say you're sorry and that you've made mistakes. I think this is a huge moment in the Trump campaign, and I want to know if you think so as well. Does this change your opinion about Donald Trump? Because he has said, I regret some of the things that I have said, and I'm sorry. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, he didn't say he was sorry, right?
He said regret.
He said regret, which is, you know, I think it's a distinction. It may be a distinction without a difference. I don't know. You're right in saying, Brian, that this means a lot to American voters, that they cut some slack. It also means a lot to the media, or at least it means a lot to the media when it happens like this.
As I said, it was allowed, and there was no hiding it. It was totally above board. Everybody in the government I communicated with, and that was a lot of people, knew I was. Using a personal email. But I'm sorry that it has, you know, raised all of these questions. I do take responsibility for having made what is clearly not the best decision.
You see, she said she was sorry.
Yeah, but you know what?
But I'm sorry that it has, you know, raised all of these questions.
She's sorry it's become a problem.
But here's the thing about that. Now, if she had said, truly, I am sorry, I would have actually said, well, at least she acknowledges that a mistake was made. It wouldn't change my opinion about her as a politician, but I would have at least respected that.
Right.
But then she comes back and says, well, James Comey said I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
So she doesn't get it, and she's not really sorry.
Well, but look at the media coverage.
No apologies. Hillary Clinton once again refusing to say that she's sorry.
We're getting details now on that Hillary Clinton interview with ABC on the private email controversy, quoting from Hillary Clinton, that was a mistake. I'm sorry.
And then the sorry, sorry, sorry. I mean, the media kept covering it. That's actually from Michael Piercy, put together a montage that lasts a minute 40. Because all you heard in the media, she said she was sorry.
Did we
hear that today?
Yeah, I don't know. He also went on to say that I will always tell you the truth. He then pivoted and he said, look, sometimes I am too honest. He's saying that his words are too honest and that with Hillary Clinton, you can expect the exact opposite. He's tapping into a feeling in America that they don't believe Hillary Clinton. Well, what do you think? Kurt in Colonial Beach, you're on with Brian and Larry. Does it make a difference to you when somebody says, I'm sorry, when they're a politician?
In some situations, in this one, I like the fact that Donald Trump doesn't worry about being politically correct and he speaks his mind. And for me, in spite of the fact that he apologized, I'm still going to vote for it.
So you don't really you wish he had not apologized.
Well, not necessarily. I think, you know, he's sucking it up a little bit and admitting some mistakes, but I don't think he owed anybody an apology.
But Kurt, I don't think you're alone. I think there are a lot of people who love Donald Trump because he's unapologetic, and they might be like, oh, come on, are you getting politically correct? By the way, I asked the question, how will the media cover it?
Trump has been accused of insulting everyone from immigrants to women, even a Gold Star family. Hillary Clinton's campaign is calling the remarks just a well-written phrase, and the campaign says they'd like to hear Trump specify which comments he regrets.
There you go.
No.
Yeah. Wait for that today.
We'll see how it
unfolds.
Every
question following up, Trump, so what do you regret? Specifically, what do you regret? And meanwhile, all the questions at Hillary Clinton's press conference will be...
No, she hasn't had one. And I have the exact number here in 257 days.
It's 544 on WMAO.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The California Air National Guard's 146th Airlift Wing has activated two C-130J Hercules aircraft, joining state and local authorities supporting firefighting efforts across the state. Each aircraft is equipped with the modular airborne firefighting system, which can discharge 3,000 gallons of water or fire retardant in less than 5 seconds. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sorry about this, but we have a little glitch on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Southbound inside the Beltway as you pass 410 before you get to 450. That's where you have a crash, East Riverdale area. That blocks the left lane. And I'm looking at delays just inside the Beltway. Now, northbound side, not affected. You're okay on 50 through Chevrolet on southbound 295, DC 295 South. Just the volume starting to form toward East Capitol Street. Beltway, good shape, Maryland and Virginia. Northwest DC accident investigation closing New Hampshire Avenue at M Street. And a stretch of Beach Drive closed between Wise Road and Cheryl Drive due to a downed tree. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march. We'll bring temperatures down. Better chance of rain by the tail end of the weekend. Cloud sun mix up today. A warm start. Warm finish. 93. Tonight some clouds. 74. Tomorrow we'll go hit and miss. Clouds will build in the afternoon. Hit and miss will be on the thunderstorms. 91. By Sunday, some scattered showers and thunderstorms and in the upper 80s, maybe middle 80s early next week. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 77 degrees, 546 on WMAL.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
As you just heard in our weather report that you hear every 10 minutes first on the fives, that we're going to hit a high of 93 degrees today. And over the weekend, the highs will be in the 90s as well. But that's not the half of it. A couple of weeks ago, we were up tipping over the hundreds right there, Brian. Brian Wilson, every day here in this beautiful air-conditioned,
sometimes it's air-conditioned
studio. Every morning I hear you thank God for air conditioning.
I love
you
air conditioning.
Love you some air conditioning.
I think it's one of the great inventions of modern mankind.
I think we can all agree on that, except there is a family in Bethesda, Asya and Mario Paskalev, who have been going without air conditioning since August 4th. In fact, they're going without all electricity, and it's not their choice. They'd love to flip on their air conditioner. The problem is Pepco has turned off their power. Why? Because they refused to pay a $14 fee for not installing a smart meter on their home. You know the smart meters that Pepco goes out and sticks out there? They can know what's going on in your house, when you're turning on, when you're turning off, and control your power from their grand headquarters there, like George Orwell's Mr. Boss. They said, no, we don't want your smart meter, and we're not going to pay an extra $14 fee because we're not putting your smart meter in.
You have to pay a fee if you don't put it in.
Exactly. Yeah. And they said that's not fair. That fee has now made it up to $635. After late fees. And to them, it's not that they can't afford it. This is a matter of principle. In fact, it should be pointed out that they both have doctorates in philosophy. They don't like the smart meters. They don't like the invasion of privacy. They also think that there could be health issues involved with this. And they're standing on their principle, and they are going without power. And they've gone without power all well, since August 4th during this heat wave.
Wow.
And it's starting to get a lot of attention. They say, now according to Pepco, they say that these things help control energy costs. They help maintain your budget. You know, it's all to help you out. But according to Mario Pasklev, he says each appliance has a signature and consumes a specific amount of power. If I'm given this information, I would know where you are in the house. In other words, Pepco, when you turn on that appliance, they're going to know exactly where you are in the house. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want Pepco to know where you are in the house. He also thinks that there's a health and safety consideration. And they think, you know, he says, we may find 10 to 15 years from now that there's a huge spike in childhood leukemia. What do you say then? We're sorry? No. No, I don't want to take the risk. He thinks that there's radiation being generated by these things, and he doesn't want it in his house. And people are embracing this and saying, listen, he has property rights. He has the right to do this.
That's where I come down on it. I mean, it is his home. He can choose what he wants to do with his home. I think if you are a publicly operated utility company, you have an obligation to provide utilities and electricity to people who are willing to pay for that electricity. And I don't think you get to mandate what kind of equipment is installed in your home. I just don't think that's right. It is his right to make that decision. And, I don't think that it's right also for the utility to say, well, if you don't want to put it in, that's fine, but we're going to make you pay more.
Yeah.
No, that's where I think they go down the wrong path. And they're standing their ground on this because they understand that there's a lot of people who are going to say this and want their $14 back, and they're not going to be pleased to have to do that. So that's why they're pushing the issue. But I think these people have a point.
I want to say Pepco's pretty stupid in the way they're handling this.
Yes, they are.
They say 98% of Pepco customers in the district and 99% of customers in Maryland have these smart meters. So think about this. 99% of people are going ahead and saying, okay, we'll go ahead and take the meters. They couldn't stand the fact that this family in Bethesda, this part of this 1% that hasn't used it, so they're making a big deal out of it. They're trying to crush this guy. Then it gets all this publicity. They look like the bad guys. If they had just ignored it, no one would have known, and they'd be fine with 99% of the people using smart meters.
You're nice job, Pepco. Right. Yeah, that's the way. 5:50 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbow.
An investigation into Solyndra, the bankrupt solar panel company, has revealed even more corruption than was previously known. Now let's review what we already know about the company that defines crony capitalism. Solyndra's leaders were big fundraisers and bundlers for Obama. In return, they were awarded the regime's first clean energy loan. They ended up bankrupt, costing the taxpayers $500 million and putting hundreds of people out of work. The top officials, Obama's cronies, did not pay the price, though. They still made out like bandits. And we now learn that Solyndra execs repeatedly lied to federal officials about the company's health. They omitted key information when applying for government loans. The federal investigation says that Solyndra company leaders engaged in a pattern of false and misleading assertions to get the money. For instance, they told the government they had firm contracts to sell over $2 billion worth of panels. Complete lie. At the time, prospective buyers were complaining about the high cost of the solar panels, and they were making side deals to buy them at huge discounts. Unfortunately, the investigation conducted by the Energy Department Inspector General and the FBI most likely will not matter at all. And that's because earlier this year, the Department of Justice decided they weren't going to prosecute Obama's friends and money men for lying to the government. Now, if you lied and defrauded the government of millions of dollars, you'd do serious time. These guys won't. They are Obama's cronies till the end. Fall guys that don't have to take the fall.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. Because better equipment means better work and getting more done. And keeping you working is what we do best. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it. Typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a hobbyist or a seasoned professional on deadline, go to Bailey.com now and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend. Over 400 pages of what you love most. Machines. So whatever you're looking to build, repair, or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Don't trust the sale of your home to just any real estate team. If you are serious about selling your home, then you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it. Frank has more experience and more marketing expertise than other agents who make similar promises. Plus, Frank Prindle has more than 9,000 buyers already lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers. Frank creates demand, and with a proven track record of delivering 8% more than the average agent, you just can't go wrong. Ali was helping his parents sell their home in Alexandria. They had received a cash offer on their own, but felt they could do better. That's when they called Frank. Within 2 weeks, Frank delivered Ali's parents an offer for $25,000 over the previous offer. You see, all agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call if I were to sell my home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now. 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Friday morning, and what we need are lanes open. We have that on 66, 95, 395, 270. Now, some of our trouble spots coming out of Greenbelt. That's you on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Looking at delays now that begin just as you hit the Beltway to head inside the Beltway through East Riverdale. The crash after 410 before you get to 450. Watch, we still have Park Police there blocking the left lane scene of the crash. Once beyond, you're good if you're heading down to New York Avenue or even on to DC 295. Any of the volume that we had on 295 has cleared because commuters just can't seem to get there because of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway crash. South of DuPont Circle, New Hampshire Avenue at M Street Northwest remains closed with accident investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good news, a break from the heat is on the way. A few clouds around this morning, dry pavement this afternoon. Cloud sunshine, 93. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit miss storms, down a little, 91. Then down a little more Sunday with scattered showers and thunder, upper 80s. And then mid-80s by early next week. That's about normal for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees at 5:56.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
As the Zips dry cleaning spokesperson, I'm often heard on the radio talking about Zips' amazing flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment using the same quality process as the full price cleaners. But I rarely stop to tell you exactly what this means. It means for $2.29, Zips will dry clean ladies' blouses, suit coats, sport coats, fancy pants, khaki pants, jeans, skirts, mini skirts, ties and bow ties, polo shirts, shorts, wedding dresses. Wait, are you listening? We will actually dry clean your wedding dress for $2.29. Or your prom dress, your casual dress, a formal gown, a tux jacket or pants, sports jerseys, go team! Work uniforms, athletic uniforms, winter coats, spring jackets, and all kinds of sweaters. All for just $2.29 per garment, and even less to launder shirts. So stop overpaying for dry cleaning and try Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For Zips near you, go to 321zips.com.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you! Brought to you by ARS Rescue Rooter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Coming up on WMAL.
Was it a robbery in Rio, or were the athletes at fault? We'll talk to Katie Lang, a legal analyst, about all that.
And we now have confirmation from the State Department that, yes, that $400 million was a ransom for American hostages, thus violating longstanding American